Welcome to Gonkcast, a long-form discussion podcast about the music of English electronic duo Autechre, album by album, EP by EP. I'm Gabe.
And I'm Dan.
And this is a bonus episode about Rush Up Edge by The Tuss, a.k.a. Richard D. James, a.k.a. Aphex Twin. I could go on listing aliases for a while, but you get the idea.
And if you're already listening to this, you're a Patreon of the podcast. And for that, we are sincerely thankful. Let us know what bonus content you want to hear next by commenting on Patreon, or you can still just email us, gonkcastpod@gmail.com. Once we get a few more patrons, we'll start putting together the next topics to a vote. But for now, we just need some good ideas to choose from.
Yeah, tell us what you think about the albums you suggest, too, so we can read your comments on the show. Also, don't forget that our next main episode will be on set B of Autechre's 2022-Dash project, so send us your thoughts on that as well. Should we get into the episode?
Yeah.
When Reflex Records released Rush Up Edge back in 2007, the accompanying press release read as follows. Rush Up Edge is the debut album of new Reflex artist The Tuss, a dynamic duo discovered via intensive MySpace exploration by the A&R department. Apparently touted by Planet Mew, XL Recordings, Record Makers, and Ninja Tune all at the same time, they eventually decided to sign with Reflex for reasons of principle. The label is very excited to find an act with this degree of promise and hope to be releasing even more work soon. The Tuss, it was claimed, was comprised by Brian and Karen Tregaskin of Cornwall, but listeners immediately began theorizing that this was a new alias of none other than Richard D. James. In fact, the theorizing was already well underway since the Tuss had dropped their debut EP titled Confederation Trough a month earlier.
There were a lot of reasons to suspect RDJ was behind this. He was the co-founder of Reflex Records, for example. The photos of fields and livestock on the group's MySpace page were all strikingly similar to the kinds of photos RDJ used for his Analord series. The Tuss is Cornish for erection. The list goes on. I think my favorite clue is the Confederation Trough track GX1 Solo, which is performed on an insanely rare synth called the Yamaha GX1. Less of 10 were ever made at the cost of $60,000, and Richard D. James happens to own one of those.
I just love it. It wasn't until 2014, actually, when RDJ was doing press for his Aphex Twin album Syro, that he finally admitted he was behind the Tuss. And if there was any lingering doubt, he reissued it through his personal web store with bonus tracks in 2017. Also, to touch just briefly on the reception of Rush Up Edge, I think it's fair to say that initial reviews were good, not great. It got a 7.8 from Pitchfork, who called the first two tracks, quote, near masterpieces, but felt that the rest didn't quite live up. It got 3.5 stars from AllMusic, 7 out of 10 from Pop Matters, etc. But it's become quite acclaimed on Rate Your Music in the years since. I was kind of surprised at how high it was. It's currently bolded and sitting at an impressive 3.82. So before we get into this, Dan, do you remember this coming out? What is your previous relationship with The Tuss, this album in particular?
I remember this record. This was back when we were on a music piracy site of yore. I'm pretty sure it was Yahtzee at the time. I remember this coming out and downloading it. You know, about 2007 is probably when I was really getting into Aphex Twin and listening to him the most. And so I do remember this coming out, and I remember the whole story. I think your brother is the one who told me about the story, if I remember correctly, even. And, you know, being like sort of interested in it, but also because of the way it was released and the back then, you know, it was probably him, but it's still a mystery. I think it's sort of, you know, I listened to it, but it never was like, you know, top tier Aphex Twin I'm putting on kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I was personally so obsessed with this and excited about it. This was, you know, same with you, like around the time, I guess it must've been just a little before this that I probably started getting into, you know, Aphex Twin, IDM in general. And, you know, I started to get into all this music and just feel like it was this legendary thing that kind of like preceded me, like it was over, you know. It was more like a 90s early 2000s thing, and I had missed it.